LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, number 14.
Choice between comfort and pain, nothing to lose and so much to gain. Well, I decided to rise above and act upon my love.
Hey everybody, it's Steve Webb and the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 14. Welcome! I'm so glad you're here, and I hope that you're listening to this on the weekend and having a good one. That was Slough from New York City. Now, Slough is the guy that put together the PodSafe for Peace Christmas song this last Christmas. Very talented guy, and I played this song because it really has kind of a Brian Duncan vibe, and if you have been listening for very long, you know that I'm a big Brian Duncan fan, and not only that, but Brian lives right here in town, and he's my buddy, so I like to play music that kind of has that kind of a funk-type vibe. On his notes on his website, Slough says about this song here called Act Upon My Love. The chorus of this tune played in my head on and off for about a year. After starting pre-production for the album, the rest of the song began to formulate. To me, it's an optimist's song. It's about choosing to look at the positive side and doing the right thing. It's about weathering the bitterness of the cold one and emerging to see a silver lining. Part of what brings us hope is the knowledge that others have lived through much the same as we. We can learn that self-pity, resignation, and hatred never yield a truly desirable outcome. Confidence and persistence and love are truly a better way. And, yo, Slough, I got to agree with you on that. Of course, it goes even a little bit deeper than that, but that's a good start. And so that was Slough with Act Upon My Love. Now, this next song is brand new to me. This girl's name is Hannah Donald. She's from Auckland, New Zealand. And I really, really like this. This kind of has a jazz thing going on. And we'll talk about New Zealand here in just another minute. Name of this is Grace, Hannah Donald. Nice. Hannah Donald from Auckland, New Zealand. I discovered her this week on MySpace. I believe she asked me for a, actually on the same day, a friend request came in from her, and also she added herself to my Frapper map. And so, you know, I had to listen, and boy, am I glad that I did, because she's got some really, really nice music. Speaking of Frapper, we haven't talked about the Frapper map in a while. Let me tell you just about some of the people that have recently signed on. The latest person is, I believe it's pronounced Nicola. And Nicola's from Liverpool, England. And then there was Hannah. And then Ken Soderman. He's from, Wisconsin. Amy is from Costa Mesa, California. Actually, Amy's from Riverside. Amy used to go to my church, but she's going to school in Costa Mesa. And then, we got John Farley from, Maryland. We got Ed Ross from Portsmouth, England. And actually, I'm going to be mentioning Ed in just a little while. Then we got Davy Mitchell from Scotland. And my son Matt Webb from Corona. He signed up on the Frapper map. Actually, Matt was number 100. But actually, he was sort of kind of 100A, because, or maybe B, because 100A was actually, I think it was Greg in Mobile, Alabama. And the reason there's a little bit of confusion there is he signed up as 100, Greg did, and then somebody dropped off, and I'm not sure what happened there. So he went back down to 99, and he was all excited. Let me see if it was him. Let me go here real quick on the map. Come on, map. Oh, sure, now it's going to be slow. Don't you hate when that happens? Anyway, so if you'd like to see where some of these artists are, because, Hannah's on the map, and the next one that I'm going to play, also from New Zealand, is on the map as well. And that one is Edwin Derricutt. He's the brother of Mark Derricutt, who's been listening to the podcast for a real long time. The name of this song is Write Your Name.
Where you can say what's on.
Yeah, that was Edwin Derricott, the brother of Mark Derricott from New Zealand. Let me see. Let's see what it says about Edwin. The singer-songwriter from New Zealand band Felt is releasing his first solo album, Symmetry. And let's see. I think he released that CD about 3-4 months ago, something like that. So anyway, that's what's going on there. Well, you can find out about them at music.podshow.com or the PodSafe Music Network, and the CDs are available at cdbaby.com. And, of course, I will have all the links at the show notes page. Slough, of course, was from the PodSafe Music Network. Hannah is from MySpace. Speaking of PodShow, music.podshow.com, that makes me think about a friend of mine who has started a new podcast. Ed from the Kansas City Weather Podcast has started a new music podcast called Looking Out the Window. You can check that out at lookingoutthewindow.com. What Ed is doing with this show is he's talking about the stories behind the songs. He'll play a song and then he'll tell you basically the story behind the song. And I listened to his first show today. And he said, you know, when you go to a concert, many times the artist will tell you about, you know, why they wrote the song and what was going on in their heart or in their head at the time that they wrote it. And so that's what Ed is doing. He's written different artists and asked them to contribute to the show by, you know, telling about what they were thinking when they're writing a song. And as an example, on the first show, he's got Jimmy Bratcher, who's telling the story about one of his songs that I think I've even played on the show. And so stuff like that. So go check it out. LookingOutTheWindow.com. Ed from the Kansas City Weather Podcast. I would say that Ed is one of the nicest guys in podcasting. He is just a really good guy. Let's see, real quick, back to the Frapper Map just for a second. You know, I'm running this off a laptop. And you know how laptops, at least Windows laptops, will drop your wireless connection sometimes. And that's what happened when I was looking at this silly Frapper Map. Well, the Frapper Map's not silly, but my notebook is silly. Anyway, yes, it was Greg in Mobile who was kind of like 100A, and then it dropped down to 99. So anyway, yeah, he wrote some real nice stuff as a shout-out on the map. But go check it out. If you are not on the Frapper Map, I encourage you to do that. How can you find it? Well, just go to lifespring.podshow. No, don't do that. There is not a lifespring.podshow.com website. Go to lifespringpodcast.com. Click on any one of the pages, any one of the icons for any one of the shows. But since you're listening to the music show right now, you could click on that icon. And you'll see in the right-hand sidebar, there should be a link for the Frapper Map. And it'll take you right to the map, and you can, you know, pin yourself on there. And it'll be fun to see where you're at. Well, let's see. I've been talking long enough. This next song is from a group called the Panic Attacks. That's a fun title. Anyway, it's called Blue Nova. And the reason this caught my eye because when I was in high school, kid there had a 1968 Blue Nova that I thought was just the coolest car. So the title just caught my eye. And I'll tell you about the Panic Attacks on the other side. Thank you. Isn't that nice? The Panic Attacks are a one-man band run by Scott Jones. Now, how does a one-man band get run by one guy? Well, I guess Scott tells himself what to do. Scott's been playing music for almost 20 years, and he does all the writing, recording, and producing himself. Yeah, Blue Nova brings back memories to me anyway. Let's see, next up is, I got an email from this group this week, and these guys are from, let me read to you what it says. In a dreary suburb of New York City, once referred to by its locals as Suicide's Paradise, the Ropes emerge out of their native loneliness, wonder, disillusion, and hope. The songs are sure to become a groundbreaking collection of the zeitgeist of commercial music, taking over the world, iPod by iPod.
In America, I was just 16, just 16. I said, hey, it's just me, yeah. And I said, no one's gonna speak for me. I said, hey, it's clear to me that I stand for nothing. I stand for nothing. I stand for nothing you would understand. I stand for nothing you would understand. In America and globally, been hearing, hey, it's not just me, yeah. Do you hear Mr. Authority? You have company, we're saying, hey, people sing, yeah. I stand for nothing. I stand for nothing. I stand for nothing, you would understand.
Stand for nothing you would understand.
I stand for nothing you would understand. I stand for nothing you would understand. I stand for nothing you would understand. I stand for nothing you would understand. I know what I stand for. I know what I stand for. I know what I stand for. And I'm just a lonely soul. I'm just a lonely soul. I'm just a lonely soul.
That's the Ropes with I Stand for Nothing. And you're saying, Steve, why would you play that? Well, number one, I like the sound of it. You say, but yeah, but Steve, the lyrics, the message, what's up with that? And you know what? That just kind of tells us that's part of what this generation is thinking. And we need to really begin to understand as much as we can this mindset. And so it's just kind of a reminder that we need to reach out. Hey, you know, you want to talk about podcasts are not live, podcasts are not interactive. I was hearing somebody talk about that recently. I just got an email from Carmen Tyler's mother. Carmen Tyler is a singer that I've played before on the show. There's not a lot of her music that's out right now that is pod safe. Just a beautiful voice. But anyway, Carmen's mother wrote me an email, and I'm going to put this link to what she's referring to in the show notes. But she says, "Hi, Steve, just wanted you to know, I'm sure Carmen won't tell you, but one of the guys in our church directed a movie on his idea of a modern day version of the Book of Ezekiel called The Watchman. He's just posted part one of Carmen's part on his website. She plays the prostitute Israel in part one. The language is a little rough, but I'm sure if Ezekiel lived today, well, the world will get worse as it nears the coming of the Lord. I have to warn you that she's killed at the end of part two. Click on the link that she's in to see, and then part two will be up later. This is, of course, not her personality, but she says that as a good act, let's see, that a good actor can play a character that is out of their normal character. Anyway, I'll put the link on. I haven't even looked at this. This just came in as this last song was playing. So I'm looking forward to going over there and looking at it. I know that Carmen is very talented. And so if you're interested, go by the show notes page, lifespringpodcast.com, and check it out. This next one, this is from a girl named Callahan. She's from the UK as well. Man, there's a lot of great music coming out of the UK right now, isn't there?
It was meant to.
Isn't that pretty? Beautiful song. Against a backdrop of acoustic music combining Americana, folk, country, and rock influences, Callahan, with her Celtic voice, stands out as one of the UK's singer-songwriters of note. She has recruited players and co-writers of note and has created a body of work which is beautiful in its simplicity. I found this initially over at MySpace, but she's also on the Podsafe Music Network, so very, very cool. Now, this next one, we're going to go out of here with this song. Ed Ross, who is a listener from Portsmouth, England, who you can find where he's at on the Frapper map. Anyway, Ed told me about this next one. This artist, Gareth Matthews, is a worship leader from Portsmouth, UK, and he's been leading worship for nearly 8 years and has released two albums during that time with a band that is sometimes known as the Fat House Band or the Solid Ground Band or You Lot Over There Playing Music. Well, let's see, that's I'm not very good with accents, but I guess that sounded more like an Aussie than a hey, hey, James in the UK, how do you say that over there with an English accent? Anyway, here's Gareth Matthews with Always Safe.
It's so easy to say, but when the smooth turns rough, I find me going a different way. Lord, I know you're the way, and your voice speaks the truth. So I choose to change my path, take the road marked by the sun. When I walk in the light, you are pleased with my. If I stumble, I will not fall, 'cause the Lord holds my hand. And I'm always safe when I put my trust in you. Yes, I'm always safe when I give my life to you. Yes, I'm always safe when control.
Gareth Matthews with Always Safe. Hey, before we go out of here, I want to thank GoDaddy for being a sponsor of the show. As I've told you before, I have been a GoDaddy customer for years. I've got lots and lots of domain names that I personally have registered over there. And right now, GoDaddy hosting plans are now more powerful than ever. Best of all, plans start at just $3.95 a month. And no matter what plan you choose, your site receives 24/7 maintenance and protection in the GoDaddy.com world-class data center. They really do a good job. Now, remember, as a LifeSpring listener, if you enter code LS1 when you check out, you save an additional 10% off of any order. If you enter code LS2 when you check out, you save an additional $5 off of any order of $30 or more. And if you just want to register a domain name, if you register for a .com domain name, you'll get it for $6.95 a year. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll be talking to you Monday for a brand new LifeSpring. If I remember right, it's going to be episode number 86. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.